Hey everybody, this is Sam with Pro Wrestling Overtime, and this is episode number 5 that I have did and completed this morning. If I sound tired, I am. I haven't been to bed since yesterday, but I am going to go to bed probably a little bit after this, after I make sure all this goes out, and I don't want to not give you breakdowns and predictions of Impact Wrestling's their mini monthly pay-per-view that they do on Impact Plus, Hard Justice. Remember, they changed the time of it. They didn't want it going up against WrestleMania Night 1, so it will start streaming at 3 p.m. Depending on actually what time I go to bed today, then I will either watch it live, well, it's taped, but I will watch it streamed at 3 o'clock, or I will watch it after WrestleMania, but sometime in the next 36 to 48 hours, you'll get my thoughts on it. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the card. They've kept the card a mystery in some ways. Scott D'Amore made a huge deal of turning this mini monthly pay-per-view card over to Tommy Dreamer. And so we have watched him on Impact Wrestling for the last 2 to 3 weeks, putting together this card, putting together gimmick matches. And I look for this to be a different and fun pay-per-view to watch. And I think that's one of the reasons they moved it up. I don't think that they're necessarily scared of WWE. I think they hit a completely different type of wrestling fan. But I think all wrestling fans like tuning in to WrestleMania, whether or not they follow the WWE, whether or not they like the WWE. And so I think Impact realized that. So they moved it up. Like I said, it's going to be at 3 p.m. And I just look for this to be a fun fan, you know, pay-per-view. Now, I may be totally wrong. I don't know. I love these little mini monthly pay-per-views that they do on Impact Plus most of the time. I think I ripped Genesis. I think that's the one I ripped. It was like 1 week before Hard to Kill, and it was garbage. But anyway, let's get into today's card, Hard Justice. We're going to see Doc Gallows take on Black Taurus. I think this is going to be interesting. Both of these guys, powerful, strong. Black Taurus, obviously a little bit more compact, but he's a little bit more athletic, whereas Doc is a lot more powerful. So I think this is going to be an interesting match. I look for it maybe to open. I don't know. It doesn't have a gimmick yet, though. So that's what makes me think it's gonna open, because it doesn't have a gimmick. Now, come 1 o'clock, they may announce that, oh, it has a gimmick. I don't know. You guys know how Impact runs. I look for Doc Gallows to take this one. If Black Taurus does take this, it will be because there's interference from Decay. Crazy Steve and Rosemary will get involved. Because from what I understand, Luke Anderson and, or Carl Anderson and Kenny Omega are not there. And obviously the Good Brothers don't really have a lot of friends in Impact Wrestling. And I look for him to kind of probably be hung out to dry. So I am picking Doc Gallows just because I think Decay gets involved. I really do. Now, we have our first gimmick match, and it's called Chairly Legal. After Barely Legal, I guess. As Tommy Dreamer put it, chairs are legal. And I think Shara and Hernandez put great use to the chairs. I really do. I think we're going to see a lot of different chair shots and chairs used in different ways. I want to say Hernandez. I would love for him to win. The original member of LAX, I enjoy him still. But I look for Shara to go over in this match to continue the storyline of building him up. There's been a blow up between him and Rahit Raju. Now, Rahit may come out and get involved. I don't think so, though. He's not on the schedule, so I don't know whether or not he was actually there. But I still think Shara can handle Hernandez. Then, there has been, I guess, an argument is the best word to describe it. And Scott D'Amore is a little tired of handling the egos coming into his office all the time. So, I don't know why he didn't make a triple threat match. But he made a triple threat tag team match. He's getting tired of Ace Austin, TJP, and Josh Alexander smarting each other off, coming in his office, making demands, or trying to bamboozle each other. So he told the three of them, pick a partner. You're in a triple threat tag team match. Now, we all know Ace Austin has Madman Fulton as his tag team partner. That's his bodyguard, that's his enforcer, and it is his tag team partner when he has to go in. My man doesn't care to do the dirty work. But who will TJP get? And who will Josh Alexander get? I don't know. I have racked my brain about this driving, and I know who I hope it is. I hope TJP, who is a tweener, he can be a heel, he can be a babyface, I hope he gets Sami Callihan, and I hope Josh Alexander gets Trey Miguel. That's what I hope. Do I think it has a shot of happening? No. But here's the weird thing. I haven't even heard any rumors of who it could be. Which, usually by now, you start hearing rumors or someone leaks it. But I haven't. And I'm sure it's because of everything that's going on this week. All the different shows and matches and everything. I am looking forward to that surprise. Now, if they get some kind of jobbers, I'm going to bang my head up against the wall and probably throw some pillows at a TV because it'll irk me. But we're going to play the game, and I think TJP or Josh Alexander will win to irritate Ace Austin and to continue this storyline. Who do I think will win? Josh Alexander. He hasn't won going up against them in a while, and I think they will want to even things up and push Josh Alexander and get him involved in this. Now, you guys know who I want to win. I want TJP to win. You guys know I absolutely think TJP is one of the most underrated wrestlers around. He is just a special guy. Then, what's listed on the card is the hardcore blindfold match. And I was like, really, Tommy Dreamer? Are we being serious? We're going to have Brian Myers, the most professional wrestler, and Jake something going against each other. Now, somehow, I have a funny feeling that Matt Cardona gets involved by either because Brian Myers is blindfolded helping Jake something, or that he switched places with Jake something. But I think Brian Myers loses. Brian, he won. Well, actually, he got disqualified last time when Matt Cardona was the special guest referee because he was trying to cheat. Cardona didn't want him to. So I'm picking Jake something because you guys all know how I feel about Brian Myers. Great guy in real life. I don't like any of his characters. So we're going with Jake something. Then I don't know what they have named this match. I don't know whether it's a weapons match. Not 100% sure. It is for the number one contenders for the Knockouts title. And it's Jordynne Grace, Rosemary, Havoc, Tennille, Dashwood, Alicia Edwards, Eddie Edwards' wife, and Susan. Now, it's weapons. They're allowed to use anything, is my understanding. Rosemary is gonna get creative. And if you don't think she is, you haven't seen any of her matches. I think Havoc will also get creative. One of the funnest matches that I think I've seen on Impact was about a year and a half ago when Havoc and Rosemary took on each other almost in the same style match and brought out stop signs, and of course they did the garbage cans and kendo sticks and chairs and tables and all that, but also brought out metal sticks and thumbtacks and all that. So I think we see all of that later today. I am picking that Sue Young, because, or Susan, I should say, got her head hit on the steps, was knocked out by Jazz. Jazz and Jordynne Grace put her back in the ring to allow Jazz to pin her. We never really saw her, you know, really wake up and saw what she becomes. I think she goes back to Sue Young. I think we see the bride, the zombie bride, come out to play. Which I think her and either Tennille or her and Rosemary go after it. I would love to pick Rosemary to win this. I'm not going to. She's already taken on Deonna Purrazzo. So I think Deonna Purrazzo is either going to get Havoc or Tennille Dashwood. Havoc is also in a program already with Nevaeh. Nevaeh turned heel on her and took her out in their tag team match. So that kind of leaves Tennille Dashwood. As bad as I don't want to see that. You guys know how I feel about Tennille. Anyway, I think she's going to win it because everybody else is going to be busy. And she's going to get a pin on Alicia. I really do. Then we're getting Violent by Design versus Team Dreamer. Here's the other mystery. Tommy Dreamer's not telling anybody who's on Team Dreamer. Now, rumors. There's always rumors. There are rumors that Tommy Dreamer is going to bring in some ECW wrestlers. Friends of his. To go up against Violent by Design. When I think of that, gosh, who would I want? I would want Bully Ray, obviously. I would want maybe RVD, although he's playing with WWE again, so I don't think they'll bring him in. Taz is with AEW. I don't know. Who do I want? Because I would almost like to choose Rhino, but he's on Violent by Design. So I don't know who Tommy Dreamer gets. I did like someone on Twitter the other day said, I bet Sami Callihan's in this. That would be fine. I don't know. I don't know who Tommy Dreamer is going to get. I listened to some of Busted Open Radio. Not a lot of it this week. I've been busy. So I don't know if he dropped any hints there of who was on his team or not. But I think we see Team Dreamer come out with this one again. I don't know the gimmick. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of gimmick. So I look forward to this match. But I think Tommy Dreamer running this pay-per-view somehow will make sure he wins. And then, of course, the main event is title versus career. The Knockouts Championship is going to be the main event. And Deonna Purrazzo is taking on Jazz. Kimberly is hurt. She's out. If Susan turns into Sue Young, she's probably not going to be out there with the Virtuosa. Jazz should have Jordan Grace on her side by the ring if she doesn't get hurt in the previous match. This all comes down to, does Jazz really want to continue wrestling? There were people that said Jazz came back to Impact, number one, to prove to herself and others she could still do it and do it at a high level. I think she's already did that. I think she proved that. Two, she wanted to work with some younger wrestlers, take them under her wing. She's did that. Jordan Grace, since Jazz has showed up, has gotten a lot better. Deonna Purrazzo has gotten better. But I guess my heart wants to say I want Jazz to win. Because I want to keep seeing her. I want to keep seeing a legend in a ring. And I want her to have as much fun. And I would like to see her have one last title run. I really would. I, though, get the picture from hearing some others interview her on podcasts and things that Jazz is tired. That she did make up her mind to retire. She came after this for one last run. And I can't see Impact having Deonna drop the title again. Since Deonna has came on the scene, a year ago? About a year and a half ago? Year ago, I think. I guess it was July or August of last year. I don't even know if it's been a year. Anyway, she's already dropped the belt once, so she's a two-time knockout champion. Obviously, if she drops it to Jazz, she'll eventually get it back this year. So she will have had the belt three times in one year, and that's a little much. By WWE standards, even that's a little much. So, I logically, in my head, have to pick Deonna Purrazzo to retain and for her to cost Jazz her retirement. We'll have to wait and see. Because, like I said, my heart is going to probably be pulling for Jazz. It really is. I'm going to want her to stick around just a little longer. I want to hear what your predictions are. I want to know why you think what you think. And I want you to tell me who you think some of the mystery people are going to be. I'm especially interested if you know or think you know who's going to be TJP's partner, who's going to be Josh Alexander's partner. Because there's a lot of people not on this card that could be. I've named Trey Miguel, Rohit Raju, Sammy Callahan. Crazy Steve isn't on here. Caleb with K, Suicide, Moose. Trying to think who else right off the top of my head. And what are some ECW wrestlers that you might want to see again on Tommy Dreamer's team? That's your homework. You can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Pro Overtime. That's two O's, Pro Overtime. On Instagram, I'm Pro Wrestling Overtime. And on Facebook, you can join the wrestling group, All Pro Wrestling All the Time. Put it in the search bar and join us and let me know what's going on. As always, the DMs are open. And you can reach me by email at prowrestlingot@gmail.com. I will be talking to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.